WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. I'm Phil Nee, and it's great to be in the studio with members of the FFA, the officers team from Weston Schools, and their advisor. We have in studio Brianna Clark, John Meyer, Kylie Jensen, Aiden Durst, and Sophie Perkins, and their advisor, Sadie Bailey. And we say good morning to Sadie.
Good morning, Phil. Thank you for having us.
Wonderful to have you here. Did you come here as an FFA student and do interviews?
I did, yes. I came here as a senior in high school myself, so it's been a while, but I was here last fall as well talking about some of the things we have going on at Weston.
I know you were here with Mr. Siftestad, and you were talking about some of the things, the projects you were hoping to incorporate this year, and how's it gone for you?
Yes, it's gone great. It's gone great so far, and excited to see what the rest of the year has for us.
This is certainly a special week for all FFAs, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So this is the National FFA Week. At Weston, we have lots of different activities planned every day of the week. We've stayed busy and we've had fun so far.
Mm-hmm. Every day is we'll talk to the students about that a little bit, but did you get a chance, have you done some field trips or anything like that this week?
We haven't done field trips, but today is Drive Your Tractor to School Day, so there's some tractors in the parking lot if you take a trip past the school. Tomorrow we're having a petting zoo, we're having FFA Olympics on Friday, so lots of different activities.
Did you drive a tractor to school today?
Or I did not.
No.
I didn't. I told my students I have just under an hour commute to school, so I probably would have had to leave last night if I wanted to make it on time.
Yeah, I would guess.
Yes.
So you have some awesome things to talk about, and I know the sheep project has gone really well. You're proud of that, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. So Brianna is one of the students that is very involved in that project, so she can tell us all about what's going on with that today.
Was it true? Did you have to get a milk hauler's license? Did I hear that right?
I'm actually in the process, so
okay.
Hopefully next week I will be taking the test, and hopefully I pass.
Which just blows my mind, because you had to get one even though you're not driving a milk truck, right?
Right, yes. So it sounds like there's a wagon that has been used in the past, so sounds like there still needs to be some licensure to haul the wagon.
Oh, I see. So you need to bring it across the, what is it, just a little bit of from one building to the next or
yep,
something?
Yep, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. So you never knew probably when you went to school that you might be involved in something like that.
I did not. I had no idea that I would be getting my milk hauler's license.
Do you remember when you were in school at National FFA Week and some things that you did?
I do, yeah. We had lots of different activities. At Riverdale, I attended school there throughout high school, carrying on some of those activities now at Weston. So kind of fun to look back on things and carry some of those traditions on.
Some of the students were here yesterday from River Valley, and Riverdale will be here tomorrow, but some of them went to Madison on Monday as well.
Okay, yes. Yeah, we did not go on Monday, but we did have our officers welcome the students into school, and they handed out some cowtails to the students to get everybody excited for FFA Week.
Cowtails.
Cowtails. So the little candies, they're caramel flavored.
I knew it wasn't a real cowtail.
No, not real cowtails.
But some candies.
Some candies, yes.
Some nice little treats.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's move on and talk to some of the officers here. Brianna Clark, if you want to pull that microphone just a little bit closer to you there. And you are the secretary. Tell me about your duties as an officer.
So as a secretary, I mainly take notes during meetings so that they are organized and we can easily go back to them if needed on our next meetings. So like, for example, during our meetings for FFA week, I would help write down stuff like our activities we're going to do during assembly this next Friday, or like any ideas anybody would bring up during a meeting, like dress up days or any activities we would plan on doing during the week.
What are you going to do at your assembly? What are you planning on Friday?
So some of the games include like egg toss. I believe we're going to do, what was it, Hungry Hungry Cows or something like that?
Yes.
I don't remember all the games that we plan on doing, but we do plan on having quite a bit of fun during our assembly.
Sounds like an awesome time. Well, tell me about the Sheep Project.
So, unfortunately, it's not part of our FFA anymore.
Oh.
We actually almost lost it last year when our previous ag teacher retired. But now our music teacher is now our advisor for that, Mrs. Klump. And us students have been working hard, keeping the lambs in check, milking every morning and evening. Fortunately, we do need some more help. But other than that, it's going pretty good. We are doing some testing so that we can get relicensed and start pasteurizing for our gelato. We have started making our sheep soap, but we do need a few more supplies for that. So we're starting to get into the flow again.
Okay. So tell me about the sheep soap then. Do you actually make that at the school?
Yes, we do. Actually, Aiden Durst actually recently learned how to make some soap as well. So pretty much, don't quote me on this, but I think it's 13 ounces of milk we use per batch. And so we freeze up the milk, and then we use lye. We mix the lye into the milk. And then we take it. At the moment, we're making it in the library, because that's really where we can at the moment. But we've been teaching other students like Aiden Durst and Owen how to make some soap as well. And once we get more supplies, we'll be making a bunch.
How do you determine the shifts in who's going to be milking or not? I mean, it's hard enough when you're on the farm to figure out who's going to be there.
So at the moment, we're trying to get people to sign up on a little calendar outside our music door. But it's kind of going with the flow, trying to get more volunteers at the moment. We do have this one family who volunteers mainly in the evenings, but we do need to try to get more morning milkers, because once we start pasteurizing, like for example, me and our other officer, Gabby Boleyn, who fortunately isn't here today, have our pasteurization license. And so once we start pasteurizing, we can't be in the barn in the morning, so we don't track anything into our dairy plant. So we definitely need more volunteers in the morning for that as well.
I had no idea it was that involved. What do you have to do to get your pasteurizing, your license?
So I don't know if they do the online classes anymore, but last year, Gabby Boleyn, I, and another member of FFA, Caleb Jensen, we took the online classes, and then once all three of us were done with that, we went to Madison to take our test, and as long as we got 80% over, we passed and we got our license right then and there.
Wonderful. So this sets you up for possibly a career down the road. Have you thought about what that might be?
I have had thoughts about maybe getting in the dairy industry. I've definitely learned quite a bit through it, and I definitely appreciate learning about it too. It's been a fun experience with the lambs and everything, and learning how to take care of sheep is actually one of the main reasons I started going to Weston.
Wonderful. How many lambs do you have there at the school?
I think at the moment we have 16, and we still need 3 more ewes to lamb at the moment. They're getting close, though, so hopefully they'll lamb soon.
You had good weather for everything, haven't you?
Yeah. It's usually during the stormy days that they start lambing. There's 1 week they just kept coming.
That's the law of averages, I think, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Good. Well, wonderful to have you here. We'll come back to you, but let's slide it over now. We have John Meyer, who is here as well as Vice President. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Good to have you in here with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And you're the VP.
Yep.
So what does your job entail with the FFA?
So pretty much what I do is I'm the second say for the president. And if the president isn't there, I pretty much run the meetings if anyone needs help or just kind of do what a president would, but at a lower level.
Have you been in FFA your old high school time then?
Yep. Last year I was the reporter. My freshman year I was.
Mm-hmm. Did it take much convincing to join the FFA? Did somebody have to talk you into it, or is this something you always wanted to do?
Well, I was 8th grade. I started in FFA, and I always thought it was kind of a fun program to be in. So once I hit my freshman year of high school, I thought I could be an officer and be more involved in it.
Did you drive a tractor this morning?
Yeah, this morning I did.
What kind of tractor did you drive?
I brought our 4320 John Deere.
All right. So you had a cab?
No.
You didn't have a cab.
No cab.
Oh, wow, it was probably kind of cool out there today.
Yeah, dress warm, big coat and gloves.
Oh, that's awesome. How many brought tractors today?
I think there was 3 kids that brought tractors today.
Yeah, that's kind of, I've noticed other FFAs doing that too, so that's a lot of fun. So what are some other things you're involved with FFA? Have you done any contests or anything like that?
Yeah, there's a few contests that we go to. We can go to dairy judging at some, like, we went to the Dairy Expo in October, and we didn't do it this year, but last year we went, they have an FFA day where you can... They have a bunch of FFA kids come there, and they bring in cattle that are being showed at the Dairy Expo, and all the kids can judge them, and then they have an actual judge put their places, and whoever's kid is the closest to the judge gets a ribbon for it. And the year I did it, I actually placed 2nd place out of, I think, 200 kids.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
So are you involved in any of the sheep milking or any of those projects?
Last year I was. I haven't done much this year, but I was quite involved last year with it.
What are some other things you're involved in at Weston Schools other than FFA?
Not much, really.
Any other clubs or anything? Or just
Just a lot of FFA.
And studying.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. And certainly this is a special week for the different days and anything. Do you have a favorite day during the week?
I'll probably drive your tractor to school day. Okay. That's probably one of my favorite days, because then you spend the beginning of the week getting all ready, polishing and washing to bring them to school.
All right. So you got it all ship-shined up there and ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Good to have you in here, John.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. John Meyer joining us. Let's move over to Sentinel, Kylie Jensen. Kylie, good morning. How are you? Good to have you in here with us today.
You too.
Yeah. So tell me what a Sentinel does.
I help the president in maintaining order.
Is that a tough job?
Not really.
I would think that they're pretty well behaved, right?
Yeah.
So what are some other things you're involved in with the FFA chapter?
I do dairy judging with Johnny and all that. Uh-huh. My sister helps with the dairy project.
Tell me about the dairy project then. What does that involve?
I don't do very much with that. It's all my sister and Brianna.
Okay. Well, tell me about the judging then.
Well, last year I got, I think, 7th at the CDE in Platteville. 7th place around there. I got the dairy farming award last year at the banquet.
Good for you. That's awesome. So you're a senior. Have you been involved in FFA for all 4 years of high school?
I have, but I've only been an officer for 2 years.
And it's fun being an officer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those blue jackets seem to open some doors. People know you're coming then. So any other special things that you really are fond of this week that you do in terms of special things at the school?
I like the games that we play at the end of the week.
They sound like some fun ones. Yeah. So any game in particular you're looking forward to?
Probably the hay bale toss.
Hay bale toss, wow. Are they all the same size bales, or how does that work? They're not round bales.
No.
Well, you wouldn't toss those very far. What are some other things you're involved in at Weston Schools?
I play softball.
Wonderful.
And that's about it.
Probably getting ready, as nice as the weather has been.
Yeah.
You're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. What about next year? Have you thought about what you'd like to be doing next year?
Yeah, I want to go to Southwest Tech for welding.
Great. Good deal. So have you had some experience at Weston Schools with welding? Mr. Niemeyer?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So you like that? You take a lot of his classes?
I do.
Okay. Is that the favorite class, welding?
Yeah.
Great. Well, good to have you in here today.
You too.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's go to Aiden next. Aiden Durst is here. Aiden, did you drive a tractor to school today?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Little bit chilly out there maybe for today, right? So what is the position you have with this?
I'm the reporter, so I take pictures when we're at any events, and then I post the pictures on Facebook.
So you're a future, maybe you're a future radio announcer. Who knows? You know, you're doing some behind the scenes stuff there.
Yeah.
So, and what grade are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay. And you work a little bit with the Sheep Project, is that correct? Okay. Well, tell me about what your duties are then.
For the reporter. Sheep. Oh, for the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
I help feed the sheep. I haven't milked them yet.
Okay.
I make soap, too.
Okay. So you have to feed them. You're the man that does it all the time then, are you?
Not really.
Okay.
Sometimes, but.
You take a shift then, in other words. So tell me about the soap. What, tell me about how that process goes, because that's fascinating
stuff.
It's
pretty easy.
Is it?
I thought it was going to be pretty hard, but it's pretty easy.
Okay. So so you have a recipe that you follow?
Yeah. Yep.
And what goes into it? I mean, some of the ingredients, because I think it was mentioned that you need...
Not really sure.
Oh, okay.
Like, about all the ingredients, but...
You just...
Brianna would know.
Okay.
She would know more.
You're just kind of the apprentice, then, in other words.
Pretty much.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yep.
And then, who's involved with the gelato? Do you get involved in that?
No. I don't do that.
Okay.
No.
Do you eat it, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good.
That's probably the most fun part of the whole situation then, isn't it? So, are you involved in some other things at Weston Schools?
Yeah, baseball.
That'll be starting soon.
Yep.
Yeah, and Weston really had a good run in the baseball tournament last year.
So, yeah, we did.
Yeah, see how it goes this year. That'll be starting soon. So you have that to look forward to then. What does FFA mean to you? Like, what are, you know, if somebody maybe that isn't in the group... Wanted to be an FFA. What would you tell them to do, Aiden?
FFA is pretty fun. There's all kinds of like events that you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun like that.
Have you been involved in any contests this year or anything like that?
No. Okay. I went to nationals.
Okay. And how was that?
It was pretty fun. First time.
What do you think was the most fun, the whole national visit?
Probably like the different booths, colleges. Just all over the U.S.
Did you see any music concerts?
No.
Because there were some there.
There were some, but we couldn't go to it. The website crashed or whatever.
Was that right? Okay. Sometimes those tickets are kind of hot and hard to get, aren't they? So, good. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it, Aiden. You bet. And now let's go to the Prez over in the corner. We've kept her silent much too long. Sophie Perkins is here. But good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Phil.
Good to have you in here.
Thank you.
So have you been a member of FFA all of your years of high school?
Yes, but I was more active in the classroom. This is my first year being an officer.
Oh, okay. So has it been an enjoyable year for you then?
Yes, definitely.
Good. What are some things that you, as president, wanted to incorporate, and have you had a chance to maybe do that?
I help run the meetings along with Miss Bailey. She does most of the talking, but then Kylie also helps keep order with me. Sometimes I'll write down some things with Brianna, but I'm kind of a deciding factor when we write things down and all that, but it's more of a group effort.
Boy, Weston FFA, you know, you really, and the whole ag department, you've got a lot more things to offer than some schools do. I mean, there's a lot of things to keep track of, aren't there?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, and the whole sheep project, again, you're looking for some help in that way?
Yes, definitely. I don't do much work. I'm trying to, but it sometimes just doesn't work out with my schedule. I am the kind of secretary for the sheep project. I help keep inventory of the soap that we used to have, or that we have, and I write out letters. I wrote out a letter going to all of the middle school students about what goes on in the sheep project and about possibly getting their pasteurizing license, because we only have the three having their pasteurizing license this year.
Hmm. That is such a much more involved thing than I thought. So you really have to be pretty strict. You have to have just the certain people that can do the pasteurizing then.
Yes, very much.
Huh. So it's a great learning opportunity, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What about next year? Have you thought about what you'd like to be doing after your school days are done at Weston?
Yes, I will be going in the fall to University of Minnesota, Crookston, in their equine science program.
Oh, wonderful. Good for you. So definitely you know where you're going and where you're headed then. So.
Yes.
Yeah. And what will you take from what you've learned at Weston and FFA into the future?
I think it's really helped me set a good base for going into the agricultural field. I don't really know what else to say about that.
That's good. So you're moving on. And it's amazing to me because when I was in FFA, there weren't that many women involved. Now it's, especially if you go to the nationals, there are almost a lot of times more women than guys, right?
Yes.
So that's amazing. Are you involved in some other things at Weston Schools outside of FFA?
Yes, I am also in NHS, the National Honor Society. We are doing a tie blanket project. We're going down to Madison to deliver the tie blankets to Ronald McDonald House in March, I think March 6th.
Wow, okay. So did you actually make the blankets then?
Yes. All of the members had 4 blankets that we needed to make. I've got 2 done so far. All the other ones have the rest. I just need to finish tying up the last 2.
Good for you. That's an awesome project. So yes. That's one of those that's got to be really rewarding, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Good. We'll come back and talk more with the Weston FFA members here as we celebrate National FFA Week on The Morning Show. The Weston FFA is in the studio with us today on WRCO, all adorned in blue and the classic jackets. Good to see them here today. Weston, very, very active FFA roles, and their advisor is Sadie Bailey. Sadie, you have a good group here with you today.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and lots of things going on this week. Anything else you'd like to talk about as far as the special days?
Yeah, so this week we're trying to incorporate one activity each day of the week to have something for the students, get everybody excited about FFA and what we have going on. So on Monday, the officers here, they welcomed all the students to school, got them excited about FFA week, handed out some candy. Yesterday, we had a Weston alumni come speak to the large animal science class. Today is Drive Your Tractor to School Day. Tomorrow is our petting zoo, and Friday is our FFA Olympics.
Does Weston have a good FFA alumni that come back and contribute to the school?
Yeah, we're trying to get more alumni to get excited about what we have going on, but we do have a really good group of people that are supporting us.
So the school year goes by pretty quickly. I mean, we're already looking at the last, quarter and a half or whatever it is?
Yes, things are flying by. Just this week, we have FFA week. In March, we have our career development events taking place at UW-Platteville. Hopefully, we will advance on then to our state competition. And then we also have our greenhouse plant sale, pancake breakfast, and then that brings us to our FFA banquet.
Okay. Yeah, and something all the time. Career development, let's talk a little bit about that. So are most of your FFA members involved in that competition then?
Yeah, so this year, one of our goals actually is to get more students involved in career development events. But what it is a series of different competitions that are supposed to prepare students for skills that will help them in their future careers.
Okay. So each one has their own area of expertise when they go there then?
Yes. Yep. There are different groups that we're going to put together in the different areas, and hopefully we will do well.
Dress up day is going on this week as well. I think we talked a little bit about that, but certainly that's a fun part of it too, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. We've had a different dress up day each week. Monday was pajama day. Tuesday was camo blaze orange day. Today is favorite truck tractor. Tomorrow is America. And then Friday is blue and gold.
Oh, okay. Some good days there, no
yes.
doubt. Sounds like a lot of fun. Let's talk to Brianna as well. Brianna, we wanted to kind of quiz you a little bit more about the whole sheep project and
yes.
talk about that process and how that works for us.
Okay, so what do you want to know about it?
Well, in terms of, okay, so you got the sheep and lambs there. You have, how many times a day do you milk them?
We milk our ewes twice a day. We get up there about 6 o'clock in the morning to do the first milking. Usually in the morning, they have a little more milk because there's a little more time for their udders to rest and reproduce. And then in the evenings, we usually get at it right after school. We start getting set up and usually start milking around 4 o'clock. There's a little less milk because they have less time to resettle. But other than that, it goes pretty good. We are currently, like I said before, retesting them. We're testing them to make sure that there is no mastitis in their udders, because the mastitis actually raises their cell counts and our cell count is technically supposed to be under 600,000 for us to get relicensed and start making gelato again. Currently, last I checked, it was about 700,000. So we're getting there. We just need to make sure we catch the culprit for whoever is raising that cell count.
So do you have a bulk tank there at Weston too, or where do you store the milk at?
So at the moment, we're giving the milk to the lambs who are still needing grow fast. But usually we just take our morning milk, and our milk caller, Miss Bailey or Mrs. Klump, will take it up to our dairy plant and through a tube, because we can't take the bucket in because of all the contamination that can happen. Through a tube, we get the milk into the dairy plant, and we usually make the gelato that very day, or if there's no time, we keep it in the fridge until we can.
So if you were not making gelato, would you have to be that careful with the milk or not?
We would either give it to the lambs if they're still drinking milk, or we would just store some for soap, and then whatever we don't use, we would usually dump. Because any days we don't make gelato, there's really no use for it except for soap.
Okay. Boy, it's quite a process. I had no idea. So, and then do you actually sell some of the products then to kind of go back into the program?
Yes, we do. It's a self-efficient program. And so we would sell stuff at like the craft fair that is coming up this next month in March. And then we would sell it throughout to other students. And then in some other businesses like Carr Valley, where I work, we take some of the soap there and we ask for donations in exchange for a bar of soap.
Oh, okay. So you work outside the school? Is that part of a work-to-school thing where you work at Carr Valley? Or?
It's just kind of like my individual job, just to kind of help support my SAE that I have back at home.
Okay. That keeps you busy.
It does.
Boy, finding the time to do everything. Johnny, we got to ask you about the petting zoo that's coming up here. I bet you the kids will love that.
Oh, yeah. Last year, we actually had a petting zoo, too, and we have a bunch of middle school and elementary kids, and they seem to really enjoy that a lot. But this year, we're having it tomorrow, and so usually we have a few calves and goats. I know we're having guinea pigs and a turtle come, a few bunnies, quite a variety of animals, though.
Not just farm animals, then?
No. Nope.
Yeah. So where do you find a turtle?
One of the FFA alumni are actually bringing one of their pet turtles.
Oh, a pet turtle. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't know if you went down to Lee Lake and picked them up or what
no.
You did. So the students can come in and spend some time with the animals.
Yep,
then.
Yep.
Ah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Do you have any other animals at Weston other than, on a regular basis, other than your sheep and your goat?
Not currently this year, but I know last year we had a few chickens. They have a chicken coop there, and they... all the chickens, they get the eggs from them, and they can sell them back and make a little money off of the eggs from the chickens. And I know one other year also, they brought a calf and raised it and then sold the calf also.
Great life lessons, aren't
there? Yeah.
Sure. Good. Well, thanks for sharing with that. We appreciate that, Johnny. We also wanted to talk about your SAE experiences. Maybe you could kind of start with that.
Yep. So an SAE is a supervised agricultural experience. And so pretty much it's something that the FFA student can, it's kind of like a project for them that they can work at, but also have their supervisor help them along the way. So, like, my SAE is me and my cousins went into a partnership, and we bought 17 feeder steers from a buyer or from a dealer. And so when we bought them, they're around 500 pounds. So now we raised them up to around 1,400 to 1,600 pounds. Then we'd sell them at the sales barn for as fat cattle.
Great experience.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's all about, life experiences.
Yep. And then you can make a little cash off your experience while you're working at it also.
Sure. Then you can buy some gelato or whatever. Got some money for it. I guess we didn't ask you, Brianna, about your experience.
So my SAE is lionhead show rabbits, or pet rabbits at the moment. And so what I do is I have my lionheads. They are an outside cage. And when the time comes, I breed them and raise bunnies. And depending on what color they come out as, they can either be really good show quality, which I can sell for a good amount to showers who will then show them later into some shows. Or if they come out a certain color or their fur isn't quite white, then I'll sell them as pet quality and find good homes for them where they will make a kid happy.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
If you have a mortgage for 2024, your year to buy a house, I can help you with FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan.
And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it is news time, sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy skies and warm conditions, a high of 57, a few clouds tonight and a low of 30. Right now in Richland Center, it is 28.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A man is dead in a farm accident in Greene County.
Deputies say a 50-year-old man was demolishing a silo in Monroe when it collapsed on top of him. Medical crews responding to the scene were unable to revive him. An investigation is underway. The man's name is being withheld by deputies until notification can be completed. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The superintendent of DeSoto Schools is retiring at the end of the school year. Lindsay Groening said she is timing the retirement with her daughter's graduation from high school. Groening has worked in DeSoto since 2012 as a principal and superintendent. Recently, the district dealt with controversy over placing an elementary school principal on administrative leave over policy and procedural violations, but the school board decided instead to non-renew the principal's contract for next year. American Queen Voyages is shutting down, which means the cruise company's stops scheduled for this summer in La Crosse will not happen. The company had stops along the Mississippi, Illinois, Ohio, and other major rivers in the Midwest and central United States. The 13-year-old company also provided international cruises outside the area. A bill signed this week will require UW-Madison to admit all high school students who finish in the top 5% of their class. Governor Tony Evers approved that bill, which was passed a week earlier in the state legislature. It would also stipulate that universities of Wisconsin campuses admit those in the top 10%. The change has the university's blessing, with leaders saying the policy will encourage the top students in Wisconsin to remain in state during their college years and after they graduate. The requirement was included in a deal reached between the legislature and university in December that limited diversity positions and moved forward pay raises for university system employees. Help for hurting businesses during a mild winter. Governor Tony Evers announced this week that small businesses in Wisconsin impacted by the low amounts of snow are eligible for a federal disaster loan program. The lack of snowfall has impacted travel and recreation businesses that depend on activities like cross-country skiing and snowmobiling. The National Weather Service says snowfall is 20 to 30 inches below normal. In some parts of the state, small business owners can apply for the loan program through the U.S. Small Business Administration website. The 24th annual Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge will go on this Saturday in Cazenovia, although it has been a milder winter. Organizer Chrissy Latica says the lake is in good shape.
There is some ice left. I think we'll be able to jump from the ice, but obviously no truck on the ice this year to announce. We'll have to have that from shore, but I think there'll be enough for the jumpers to go off the ice.
From its humble beginnings, the Polar Bear Plunge has continued to grow into a large community-supported fundraiser.
It started in honor of a friend who had passed away from cancer. So Terry Benning is actually the one that started it. So the Polar Plunge, we have a live auction, a silent auction, a bake sale, a 50-50 raffle, and some table raffles. And then we also, of course, serve food and drink. And then after that, at 2 o'clock, we go down to the lake, and we have something called bear hugs that you can purchase for $3, and those are in memory or in honor of someone who has suffered or passed from cancer. We read all those names down at the lake, and then we have a moment of silence for everyone. We do the national anthem, and then we jump. All us crazy people jump in the water.
The funds are divided between the two organizations because the Cazenovia area has residents who are served by both organizations. If you would like to support the Polar Bear Plunge, donations are currently being accepted for the auction, raffles, and the bake sale as well.
You can contact me at 608-393-2435, or you can go on our Facebook page, the Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge, and someone can come and pick it up for you, or you can drop it off at the local businesses in Cazenovia, the bank, Boston's Spa, or at the community center on Friday or Saturday morning.
It's not too late to get involved. If you'd like more information, contact Chrissy Latica at 608-393-2435. The Viroqua Fire Department responded to a fire Tuesday morning around 8:20 at a home on East Decker Street in the city of Viroqua. When the department arrived, smoke and flames were visible coming from the attached garage and porch area of the home. The fire was brought under control quickly and extinguished. There was smoke damage to the whole structure and fire damage to the rear of the structure, which included the garage and kitchen. No injuries were reported. And Tuesday was Ruth Strazewski Day in Winnebago County. Ruth turned 112 years old Tuesday, making her Wisconsin's oldest citizen. Winnebago County Executive John Damel read the proclamation in honor of Ruth during a birthday party at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh, where Ruth resides. Ruth was born in Washera County in 1912 and was married to her husband Elmer for 66 years prior to Elmer's death in 2003. They couldn't have children, but they enjoyed the company of several nieces and nephews. Ruth says the secret to living a long life is wine, chocolate, prayer, and spending time outside.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time, more time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
For today, the forecast calls for a high of 57, a few clouds tonight, and a low of 30, and Friday 36 with a 30% chance of snow showers by midday tomorrow. Right now in Richland Center, after the early morning reading of 39, we are down to 28 degrees.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at tonight's schedule. Details on a win for Marquette last night as well. And the Bucks are looking at the second part of the season, beginning with a Friday night game.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, three points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Today, the annual individual WIA wrestling tournament gets underway at the Kohl Center in Madison. Lots of teams from Southwest Wisconsin will be well represented. Traveling from Richland Center will be Emma Hady, Ethan Hady, and Teague Perkins. They're coached by Silas Coleman.
Yep, we'll head down on Thursday morning, kind of take our time getting down there, and so that way nobody's feeling rushed, and then we'll get ready to go. So Emma will actually wrestle around 3 o'clock on Thursday. And then Teague won't wrestle. That round doesn't start till 7:15. So it'll be a little bit later, obviously, being a 215-pounder.
And Ethan Hady with a bye today will wrestle tomorrow to begin action at the Kohl Center in Madison. Bill Twining, David Wormand will have coverage. Kirk Lair helps him out as well, beginning this afternoon with some reports. Details on live play-by-play tonight as well from the Kohl Center. There's also lots of boys basketball in the area this evening. Wazika Steuben plays at Ithaca, North Crawford at DeSoto, and Kickapoo at Weston on this last night of the regular season. Also in the SWAL, Riverdale's at Darling, Southwestern at Fenimore as well, and in the Southwest Conference, Prairie du Chien at River Valley, Platteville at Dodgeville, and Lancaster at Richland Center. Here's RC coach Brian Poles about the quick-moving season.
If you take a step back and really look at it, it is a long season, but time flies when you're having fun, and I think that's what we have going on. It's fun to work with the kids. As coaches, we enjoy being in there with them, seeing them improve, it's a great overall experience, and it goes by way too quickly. So we've got to take advantage of the few opportunities we have left, just a couple of practices here before that first tournament game. So we're looking forward to every one of them.
That game tonight as well at RCHS, Lancaster at Richland Center in area boys basketball. Two Marquette guards set program and personal records in Wednesday night's 105-71 easy win over DePaul. Cam Jones put a career-high 34 points together, and Tyler Kolick's 18 assists set a Golden Eagles record. Marquette never trailed while sending the Blue Demons to their 15th straight defeat. Here's Coach Shaka Smart.
He is a special player for a lot of ways, but one of the reasons is he gets a kick out of getting his teammate shots, and he really enjoys that part of the game. So Marquette history, up there, Tony Miller 17, Doc Rivers 16, those are big names. Those are guys that have been in the record books for a long, long time.
The Eagles return to action Saturday when Xavier visits the Fiserv Forum. The Bucks have signed veteran forward Danilo Gallinari. The 35-year-old Gallinari has averaged 7.3 points, 2.8 rebounds, 1.3 assists, and 14.8 minutes in 32 combined games with the Wizards and the Detroit Pistons. Danilo Gallinari with the new Buck uniform. He became a free agent after the Pistons requested waivers on him just 2 weeks ago. The Bucks are being called the most intriguing NBA story for the second half of the season. The pressure is on under veteran replacement head coach Doc Rivers. The window of opportunity is closing with players like Damian Lillard, who is now 33, and the injury-plagued Chris Middleton, who is 32. Veteran center Brook Lopez, 35 years old. Giannis Antetokounmpo has called for more urgency from his teammates. In the latest polling, the Bucks are ranked just 12th in the league. Boston is number one, and Minnesota number two. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
What do you get with a membership to
that's
Simon's
wonderful.
Recreation
so,
Complex?
Like, for instance, maybe
warm
a 4-H project, so
relaxing
they can
hot
get
tub,
one of your rabbits and take
sauna,
that to the fairs or whatever.
Yes, it does depend on genetics, too. Like, for example, at the moment, I have mainly Viennas, which is a kind of rabbit that has, like, the white markings in their fur. And so those aren't considered show quality quite yet. So when a Vienna rabbit has her babies, they can either come out a pure color but still have the Vienna lines in them, or they can come out with the Vienna marks on them. And so it all depends on how they come out and how the genes work.
What's the most desirable?
For Vienna, the most desirable would probably be the ones without the marks. However, Vienna isn't quite popular because they can still come out later in the non-marked babies. But I think the most desirable at the moment would be Tort. I don't know quite how to describe it, but I do know a lot of people are looking for Tort rabbits lately.
Okay, so see you if you're interested, right?
Yes.
Let's move over to the other side of the room again. Kylie, your experiences with the SAE.
My SAE, I worked, ever since I was 10, I worked on multiple dairy farms. So I've been getting experience at each dairy farm. And just because I wanted to start one, but it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. You want to start a dairy farm?
It was a thought, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, there's still time. You're still young, right?
Yeah.
A lot of work would be involved, though, mm-hmm. wouldn't it? So you hope to maybe work in the agriculture field someday then?
Yeah.
Good. Well, good luck with that. How about Aiden over there? What about your SAE?
I show pigs at the Richland County Fair. Been doing it since I was 10.
And how's that been going for you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
It's a lot of work, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, pigs are a lot of work.
Yeah.
But well worth it then.
Yeah.
So good. And you wanted to also talk a little bit more about Nationals. What
yep.
can you tell us about your experience at FFA Nationals?
It was my first time going to Nationals. There was about like 70,000 people there. And there's a lot of people. It was crowded. But I met a few new friends.
Did you?
When I was there, yep.
Among all that crowd, you were able to
yep.
kind of make
well,
some network a little bit. Though.
We were in the same hotel room. Because we have four people in there.
Oh, I see. So you're able to network that way. But that's the kind of thing about FFA is you make a lot of friends outside the,
yep.
the school districts, don't you? Sure. So in terms of that, you want to probably go back to Nationals someday then.
Yeah, I'd say.
Now that you're an experienced man there about
yep.
About that. Well, that's
I was a little nervous at first, but...
I bet. So that's like the size of another city.
Indiana.
You, when
yeah.
you're going there. Sure. All right. And last but not least, how about your SAE experiences there, Sophie?
My SAE is Equine Nutrition Management and Training.
Okay. Tell us what that is about.
I bought a horse back in April of 2023 from a kill pen site, and he came to me very, very underweight. I'm thinking about like 750 to 850 pounds, and I brought him in. He looked absolutely terrible. He had some lice, too, because at the big sale barns, you don't know what's there. So he got some lice, but we got that taken care of. He had a fever of 101.4, and it took me about 10 months to get him back up to weight, and now I'm just working on building his muscle back. The place that I bought him from, they do a really good job at getting these horses forever homes, but I recently found out that they actually drug some of their horses just a little if the jockeys can't stay on them in the videos. And he was rode in the video, but I've tried to ride him just bareback a few times. I'd get about 0.2 seconds on him, and the rest is in the air. So
so you're working on that. How long have you had the horse then, you said?
It'll be a year in April. So I'm thinking around 10 to 11 months I've had him.
So it's been quite a process to nurse him back to health then.
Yes, very much. He also has about 3 or 4 teeth that need to get pulled. They're starting to not like decay in his mouth, but they just kind of turn a different color. And then his breath smells really bad, like worse than coffee breath in the morning.
So you're working on that to freshen his breath a little bit too.
Yes. He also has something called the club hoof, which it just means that the hoof grows straight down instead of out. And he might have, when he was little, like pulled tendons or something in there to stunt the growth of his hoof. So it's been kind of a struggle because I don't want to work him too hard where his foot hurts or his leg hurts, but I want him to be happy and healthy. So it's kind of a hard, like, I don't want to push it, but I want to push it so that he gets to where he wants to be, but...
What a good learning experience for you.
Yes, very much.
And your goal is to possibly ride him someday?
Possibly, yes. So I'm going to be going to school, as I said, for equine science. I'm hoping to have my own business in horse breeding and possibly doing some performance horse training. So for like rodeos, barrel racing, pole bending, or reining, which is the horse runs and then slides and then they spin in a circle really fast.
Right. Well, that's awesome. A horse whisperer then, maybe someday, right?
Hopefully, yes.
Someday. Well, great. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
You've all been great guests. Sadie, must be fun going to work in the morning.
It is very fun with this group of kids. Definitely something that I enjoy.
Anything else you'd like to add about the week or anything?
Yeah, I think we're all just looking forward to everything that we have planned for the rest of the week. We have lots of activities planned, and we're looking forward to it.
Keep us posted so we can kind of promote some of your events. You mentioned the greenhouse. That'll be open before too long.
Absolutely. Yep, we're getting things ready. Plants are growing, and hopefully before too long we'll be ready to sell them.
Did I see that you had an emblem hidden in the school or emblems for people to find?
We do. We have little FFA emblems that are hidden around the school. I go out and hide them each morning, and the students then find them and return them to the egg room for a treat.
Oh, so okay. So you're the gatekeeper of the,
I am.
The treats
I am.
And everything. Yeah. So you know where they're all hidden. Are they finding them all, or are they kind of missing
some? Yeah, I actually had to put a limit on how many students could find, because they would run around the school in the morning, gather them all up, and then come to me for a pile of candy. So there is a limit now.
What a great activity. Well, you've all been wonderful guests. Thanks for making the trip here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Getting you out of chemistry class and all the other fun things you were doing this morning at Weston. So thank you very much. Weston members of the FFA, and they include Brianna Clark, John Meyer, Kylie Jensen, Aiden Durst, and Sophie Perkins, and their advisor, Sadie Bailey. Coming up, Joanne talks to Chrissy Latica about the Lee Lake Polar Plunge. Anybody going to be involved in that? Going to jump in the water this weekend? No. Okay. No, I don't blame you. Although it's better than it usually is this time of year. But that subject is coming up when the morning show continues.
We are here today with Chrissy Latica, chair of the Lee Lake Polar Plunge. And hard to believe it's that time of year already, Christy, but it should be a bit warmer for the jumpers this year.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be good weather.
So how are things going for your planning? How is Lee Lake? I know they had the fishing there last week, and I was told there was some ice. Is there much ice left?
There is some ice left. I think we'll be able to jump from the ice, but obviously no truck on the ice this year to announce. We'll have to have that from shore, but I think there'll be enough for the jumpers to go off the ice.
Do you think the water will be a little warmer for them?
I hope so, because I'm jumping this year.
Oh, well, you know, people have been talking that if you're going to start doing a polar plunge, this is the year to do it.
Oh, good. I picked a good year then.
So what if you know, say I'm new to the area, how would you describe the Lee Lake Polar Plunge?
Oh, wow. Okay. So we started 24 years ago. This is our 24th year. And it started in honor of a friend who had passed away from cancer. So Terry Benning is actually the one that started it. And so the Polar Plunge, we have a live auction, a silent auction, a bake sale, a 50-50 raffle, and some table raffles. And then we also, of course, serve food and drink. And then after that, at 2 o'clock, we go down to the lake and we have something called bear hugs that you can purchase for $3. And those are in memory or in honor of someone who has suffered or passed from cancer. We read all those names down at the lake. And then we have a moment of silence for everyone. We do the national anthem and then we jump. All us crazy people jump in the water.
Now, the bear hugs are similar to like if you buy a luminary in honor of someone.
Absolutely. Yep. It's pretty much the same thing. And we actually can purchase those ahead of time and we display those at local businesses beforehand.
If I was interested in purchasing one, where could I go?
They're at Alibi's and Boston's Bar in Cazenovia and the gas station in Cazenovia. And they're at Turbo's in Hub City and at Pine River in Yuba.
Now, you mentioned this was done as a fundraiser to begin with. It is still a fundraiser, isn't it?
It is. We raise money for Grace here in town and also for the American Cancer Society.
You've been doing, you know, it's been growing in leaps and bounds, and you've been raising more and more money every year, haven't you?
Yes, we did. Last year, we raised just over $38,000, which was not even our best year. It was our third best year. But this year, we should go over the $500,000 mark with the money we raised for total.
For the 24 years.
Yep.
Well, that's an awesome, you know, stepping stone.
Oh, yeah. We're very excited about that.
So then how is the, you said it's for both for Grace and for the American Cancer Society. How is that divided up?
So if you're a jumper and you get pledges, you can delineate which you want it to be gold for. You can put it toward the American Cancer Society, Grace, or you can split it between the two. And then after we take that out, the money that's left over, we divide 85% goes to Grace, 15% goes to the American Cancer Society.
And that was done because you have residents who, some are in the Grace service area and some are in the American Cancer Society service area, isn't it?
That's correct, yes.
So then they just put that on there. Now, what if I want to donate something to the auction or to the silent raffles? How is that divided up?
So when we get donations, we just decide kind of what we think would bring the most money for us. And if you have a donation, which we are still taking, you can contact me at 608-393-2435. Or you can go on our Facebook page, the Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge, and someone can come and pick it up for you, or you can drop it off at the local businesses in Cazenovia, the bank, Boston's Spa, or at the community center on Friday or Saturday morning.
Now, if I want to participate in the festivities, what time should I be there?
Well, that's a great question. So doors are going to open around 10 o'clock this year. We'll have the bake sale, the silent auction, and the Chinese raffle going at that time. Food and drink, of course, will be available then. And then the live auction starts at 11:30, and you don't want to miss that. It's always a great time. And then the plunge at the lake is at 2 o'clock.
Okay, so the plunge is at the lake, but you said the doors will open. Is that at the community center?
Yes, the Cazenovia Community Center, which used to be the old school there by the park.
That works out very well for you, doesn't it?
It does. We have not always been at that building, but we outgrew our previous spots down by the lake. So when this came available, we kind of jumped on it. It works out really well for our needs.
So you said you're jumping. Do you have any idea how many people are jumping this year?
Well, I think we're going to have more jumpers this year.
I told you, it's because the weather's warmer.
Yeah. I've gotten contacted by quite a few people who sound interested. And I actually got a group of girls together from my job at Hillsborough Hospital that are going to jump this year. And I'm jumping for the first time. So I think we're going to have some more jumpers this year, which is exciting because that's really what people come to watch.
Now, if someone is nervous about jumping for the first time, you do have EMTs there and that can help out.
Yeah, so we have EMTs on standby, and we also have the fire department there. We have two members of the fire department that are actually in the water and two men out on the tie rope. So if you do need a little help, we got it right there for you. No need to worry.
And then you even have, if I remember right, like a warming house to go into afterwards, don't you?
Yeah, we have two warming houses, one for men and one for women. And it's right there close to the shore, so you pretty much can run out of the cold water and into some warm air.
Well, is there anything, Christy, that I haven't asked you about that you want to make sure the listeners know about the Polar Plunge?
I just think if you're going to jump this year, make sure you register at the community center before the jump. And then if you want to donate a baked good, we're accepting those on Friday and Saturday.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. You take care.
You too.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
People.